We must try to brace ourselves. Then everything will be all right. Kaivalyaika prayojanam. Fully absorbed in the interest of the Absolute. Independent of any other local interest. You follow? Am
yes.
I clear?
Yes, that's clear.
Clear for the time being.
For the time being.
Bipad, Habib.
Bipad?
Yes. We have very bad memories.
Manda Shamanda Matiyala. Manda Bhagya.
I graduated.
Guru Maharaj, I have one question. From
Bhavati Vigyotamo Kramosho, you know, like gradual process. Not all on a sudden. We can go. What do you say?
After attaining what level can a devotee be sure that he will not fall down?
That is Vastu Siddhi, not even Sarva Siddhi. And fully out of the relativity, the connection with this world, and fully absorbed there.
That means nishtha is not guaranteed?
No, nishtha, nothing. It is praying and then Sarupa Siddhi. There also the danger lies. And we are told Vastu Siddhi. No relativity with this mundane world. Fully absorb there. Then if they come down, indifferent. Etad ishanam ishasya prakriti sthupi tad gunai najujyate sadat nastri jada buddhi tada apta. The speciality or peculiarity of the transcendental substance is this, that when he comes in contact with this mundane world, illusion, concoction, she does not mix with this. And so his 100% devotees also like him. They are seen to mix with this, but they are independent. This cannot touch him. Him and his own persons, it is possible. Always independent. The Maya can never touch them. A wholesale person of just that jurisdiction.
Are there any examples? Can you give some example of a devotee who fell from Sarupa Siddhi?
Sarupa Siddhi is told that when one is wholly one in theoretical conception, this is wholesale true. He has accepted. But mere acceptance in the principle is not all. The practice, whole practice must follow that understanding. Mere understanding has no, is not safe. But the whole practice will follow that understanding completely, then it will be fruitful. No connection with Maya, however small it may be. Fully entered that domain. And then, again, if he comes, these spots cannot touch him. Otherwise, if any slight remaining in the realization, wholesome realization, if little remaining, but that portion may again draw him here. Mama Maya Durottaya, he says that don't minimize the power of this illusory energy. It has got my backing. Mama Maya. The Maya stands on my support. So it is not less powerful than you. It has got its own position in my understanding. So you cannot push him off. Only when you are 100% purified, the Maya exists to teach you by dealing punishment. And when you are wholly above that, then Maya, no, it is no necessity for her to interfere with you. Otherwise, when least connection of misconception about me, mistrust in me, is within you, the Maya won't leave you. Do you follow?
But Krishna says, name bhakta pranashati. He says, once becoming devotee, then there can be no destruction, pranashati. So
but
someone has reached Sri
Name bhakta pranashati, that does not mean that what defect in him, that will be neglected. Wholesale cure is necessary. But that struggle will continue. If he acquires something of real devotion in him, then the struggle will be there, and ultimately he will have to come to me and the Maya will leave him. But the struggle may continue. He will be relieved. When he has come in my connection sincerely, his future is ensured. But still, until and unless the last connection of Maya, he can conquer, he can leave, there is chance that he will have to come back again and struggle. And to struggle, to finish that work. Rane says, or kise kise says, rakte nahi. This, it is a proverb that the remnant of the loan and the fire and the war should not be neglected. From the least point, least spark, a conflagration can come. From least animosity, by the designing person, a great war may come. And from the very least portion of the loan, it may come to be a big thing. So, the neglected portion should not be avoided. The perfect solution is necessary. A little connection may, through that hole, the enemy can come and down. Possibility would be less, as much as progress we shall be able to make. The possibility of fall, that would be lessened accordingly. But it can't, it won't be eliminated fully. The rogue, the disease, a small portion of a disease may not be neglected, fully cured. If a little is neglected, from that it may again come very big. So wholesale cure is necessary. Now the gaining victory about three-fourths we may not be satisfied, the war has been finished. From the small portion again it comes to the bigger stage. It is struggle.
This self-interest, is possible to live without self-interest? Is possible to live without self-interest?
Without self-interest, it is possible to live.
What is self-interest at present? That is not real self-interest. It is erroneous self-interest. So, in our realization of the truth, we shall be able to understand what I thought my self-interest, that was not really my self-center. In this way, he would make progress and the transformation would come in the consideration of self-interest. Transformation, that is, this was not, I thought my self-interest there, but it is not so. In this way, the progress will go. And the last, when he gets Krishna consciousness, oh, this is my self-interest. My sarup, my interest is here and not there. That was concoction, misconception, maya. The misconceived self-interest. And here, true self-interest.
Maharaj, the Harinam Chintamani, seems that it was distributed on a very wide scale, very wide scale distribution of that literature. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking of something very, very high, the Siddha Pranali, in the later chapters of the Harinam Chintamani. This seems like a very dangerous thing to give the people in general.
Of course.
Was that directed towards Sahajiyas at that time?
With sufficient caution, if that is to be given to the public, with sufficient safeguard.
Also the Madras Gaudiya Math, they've translated Krishna Karnamritam. So is that to be read? Krishna Karnamritam, should we read that? There's a translation by Madras Gaudiya Math.
Prabhupada also published Krishna Karnamritam. It is there in Bhagavatam also. The Rasa-lila is there. But that is a general thing, and in particular case, it should be applied. The application should be careful in particular cases. But it is there, in Bhagavatam also it is there, in Charitamitam also it is there. But a person who wants his own benefit, he will go on carefully. Krishna is there. in the temple the Radharani is placed in the side of Krishna, we are worshipping. Mantram is also there. There, with respect and reverence, we have to deal with that. Sraddhanito anusmriyat dhira. These three conditions are given there. Vikriritam varyabhavadhiviridam ca Vishnu. Sraddhanito, sraddha, with necessary regard, not with the object of exploitation or renunciation, bhakti mukti siddhi, not with that purpose. Sraddha. Krishna bhakti koide sarva. If I do for him, everything is done. This must be in the background. Such persons will come. Otherwise, if this is mentioned, if without being Shiva, attaining the status of Shiva, anyone takes poison, he is sure to die. So, vikriritam varyabhadhuvi ridam ca Vishnu sraddhanito. What is Shraddha? A bona fide person, he will come to negotiate this. So then, anusraniyat, and he must listen it from a proper person. Proper person, proper guide, proper teacher. Otherwise, the misconception will encroach and capture. Anusraniyat, the proper training. In the line of proper training, he will get, he will hear it from a bona fide person, and he will say the practical difficulties in the way, and with his guidance one can approach. Atha varnaja bhaktim parang bhagavati patilabha kamam ridrogam ashvasanita afirena dhira. And the candidate must have the qualification of a dhira. Dhira means who is master of his own senses, not a slave of senses. They will have any admission here in this higher study. With these questions that Krishna Leela has been given to the world, and those that are of such qualification, they will approach and they will find their fulfillment there.
Maharaj, there is kaam, krodh and lobh, three of the major defects. While you are trying to overcome them, which is the last to go? Which is the most difficult and the last to go?
Vishwakama.
What does
he say? Kaam krodh lobh achi na?
It is not same with all persons. It depends upon the peculiar nature of the person. And according to that, according to the disease, the medicine and the diet should be served. So generally, the calm should be taken as the worst enemy, because it is there, you know, with Krishna.
Guru Maharaj?
It has been classified in another way also. Kono kamini pratishtha. This our attraction for the women, and attraction for the money, and attraction for our good and goodwill, good name. Our Guru Maharaj in his poetry poem says, Kamini kam nahi tabo dham tahar malik keval jyada. The pleasure that we like to enjoy from the company of the women, this pleasure only reserved for Krishna, not for anyone. After going through this poem, one gentleman came to ask our Guru Maharaj, what is the meaning of this life? Kaminir kam nahi tabodham tahar malik keval jyada. It is not within your jurisdiction. It is meant, on principle it is meant for whole self for Krishna, reserved. To enjoy women, that is reserved for Krishna conception of God. But every woman should be enjoyed by him only. We cannot enjoy in any way any woman, but no. How to adjust this? The whole self for him. Then Kono means energy, money. It is meant for Narayan, Lakshmi. Lakshmi Pati Narayan. Kamini Pati Krishna. Lakshmi Pati Narayan. The whole majesty, the Aishwarya, belongs to Narayana conception of God. And the Pratishtha, name, fame, it is all this name due to Baladeva or to Radharani, Gurudeva, who the whole credit for him, because he makes the supreme authority absolute to make possible for the ordinary public to know. It is only through him that such knowledge is coming to the world. So the canvasser of the highest truth, he deserves the whole credit. Because through him only this credit, the name, the goodwill in the world has come through Guru. Guru means Baladev and Radharani in the source. So all these men is reserved for these three. And we are servants, we are not enjoyers, we are not proprietor of anything. We are all servitors. We have to conceive this way. Swarup Shakti means, the word divine means this. Whole cell emptied, negative. All positive conception of possession of a person, that must be eliminated. That is foreign thing, that is maya, that is concoction. You are rather negative. And if you can be reduced yourself to some negative conception, you will get your highest realization and satisfaction. Don't try to make you positive, aggressor, not aggrandizing, not aggressor, not predominating, but predominated. You have to reduce yourself into that sort of nature, attitude. There you thrive. And if you go to be an aggressor, to be positive, then you lose. It is vikrita, it is not natural, it is unnatural, and you will have to suffer. It is a Jesus tree. Do you follow?
Yes.
But all for time being. this is the difficulty. So, tasmin jnati sapramitam, tasmin prapti sapramitam. You must place yourself in a position where from you will look everything and give judgment. This is this. There is a position, swarupa. And from that you can place yourself in that position, then from there, whatever you will look and give estimation, that will be correct. Sammandhagyan. This is called Sammandhagyan. What is what? And that, the root is have to have the conception of the center proper. From there, we have to deduce. We can deduce many things.
Guru Maharaj, many people are reading your book, Search for Sri Krishna, and they're finding the chapter on Christianity a little difficult, because you have said there that if the Holy Ghost holds the highest position in Christianity, then Christianity goes to Brahmavad Nirvishesh.
Vague conception of the reality.
But many people are thinking, many devotees in the West...
That is going to Shankara's conception. Ghost means what?
Yes.
What is the conception of the ghost? Holy Ghost?
Very vague.
Then Father, Son. Son as Guru, Father as Creator. And the substance at their back is something unknown and unknowable. That is Brahmavada. Do you follow?
Yes, I follow.
Then you can argue with him, then.
But they think that Jesus Christ is a pure devotee.
Maybe.
They say he's Vaishnava.
Yes, maybe Vaishnava.
It's possible.
But Vaishnava, there may be a different order. Who says Shankara is also a Vaishnava? Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam. But ultimate conception is Holy Ghost. That is some spiritual unknown substance. If Holy Ghost holds the highest position, then it will leading towards Nirvishesha, non-specified.
Siddhar Maharaj, Jesus says in the Bible that I shall sit at the right hand side of my Father. Jesus says, I shall sit at the right hand side of my Father. So he understood his father is a person and has a side.
So ultimate reality as the Father means as a creator, as Brahma. Right hand side of Brahma. The creator. The highest principle as creator. Father means creator. What do you say?
The right hand
what
side.
What is the conception of Father? Father means creator of the whole world, whole creation. He is the original substance from whom everything has come. Father, creator.
This one devotee was telling me Jesus Christ was an impersonalist. Jesus Christ was an impersonalist.
Christ?
Jesus Christ was Mayavad.
Nirvisheshvadi.
If Jesus Christ preaches that Holy Ghost non-differentiated spiritual principle is the ultimate cause, from where Father and the Son coming. Then he is Mayavadi. But if he says that Father is eternal type in spiritual body, then we cannot say that he is Mayavadi. But the Holy Ghost is above all. If they say like that, then they do go to the fold of Mayavadi. Otherwise, they said that the Christian, there is a section in the Christian who has considered Jesus Christ as bridegroom. We say that the ultimate reality is consorthood, sonhood, consorthood, not fatherhood. Not only fatherhood, but consorthood, that sonhood and the consorthood is also there, represented eternally. Eternally now. And the Holy Ghost conception is in a lower position, is a marginal position. Then that may be transcendental. Holy Ghost in the lower position, then fatherhood and the sonhood, that will be higher. Then something.
That's the way I've always known. I've always had Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost.
Father and the Son?
The Holy Ghost.
They meet in Holy Ghost.
No. Like the Father's superior.
Superior.
And Holy, Son and Holy
Guru,
Ghost.
Guru superior on the above Holy Ghost. Then it will be something of the transcendental truth. And if Holy Ghost is given above, then it will be impersonal. Impersonal conception of the truth is the higher. Mm. It will come under that consideration.
Your train time.
Train time. Alright. Our goodwill to your party and Jaitanya Maharaj. Our goodwill and prayer to the Lord for you.
Guru Maharaj, Virat Prakash Maharaj has one question.
Yes.
About the in the Bible, Jesus Christ said, in my Father's home there is many abodes, but I cannot explain it at in all. It's a personal or impersonal conception.
No. Father's home, there may be many quarters. It is all right. But whether that this side, the Holy Ghost, or the other side, crossing Holy Ghost on the transcendental side, or in the immanent side, that is the question. If this side, it may be Satya Loka, Mahajana, etc. If crossing the Holy Ghost position, it goes further on the other side, then it will have some spiritual value. Transcendental truth.
So if Jesus says that the Father holds the highest position above the Holy Ghost, then that may be something like
then the also Vasudeva. There is subtle difference.
That may be like Vasudeva.
Fatherhood, Vatsalya Rasa, but Madhura Rasa, it should be considered to be the highest.
Yes. But I'm saying... That may be something like the Vasudeva conception.
Not Vasudeva.
No?
Father says Madhura Rasa consideration. That Vatsalya Rasa conception. Vasudeva and also Nandanandan there is. But
not
with the gopi.
Like Paramatma Vasudeva.
Not even with the Rukmini. That is absent there. The service in the Madhura Rasa, that is of the order of highest quality.
Yeah.
Because that holds that harmonizes within it all other rasa. Vatsalya, the fatherhood, the friendhood, the servanthood, all within that consorthood.
But my point is, if Jesus says that the Father is the highest, but he doesn't include any devotees, he has no problem.
Not only Father is the highest, Father conception may be on this side. But crossing that Holy Ghost Father on the higher, commitment must come in that way. The Holy Ghost conception is lower, and the Father conception is above that. Then it will transcend the mundane conception, and will go to Vaikuntha.
Like it says, Satvam Vishuddham.
But in the infinite also, in the infinite, crossing the area of the consideration of finite, entering the infinite plane, that is also Father. That consideration would have to become.
But just crossing the Holy Ghost,
yes,
then Satvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Just on the other side, before Narayan, there is Vasudeva conception, Krishna without any devotees.
Vasudeva means not Vasudeva's son, but here Vasudeva means Vasudeva who is living everywhere and who is living all within him. Yeah. In that sense, Vasudeva. So above Brahma conception, this Purushottam conception, Brahma no hi pratisthaham, so that Vasudeva. Here also, Vasudeva, another impression in Bhagavad Gita. Vasudeva sarvam sa mahatma sudurlabha.
Vasudeva sarvam iti.
What is that? The transcendental personality is everything. When the renunciationist, all knowledgeist, they come to such conception that he is person. Person conception above impersonalism. That is Chidvilas. That is something. And when any conception of anything is below the impersonal conception, that is Maya.
So
Brahma is also Father. He is the Creator. He is the Creator. He is Father.
Yeah.
Of the whole world. Then about that Brahma.
But if the Christians say that the Father is just above Holy Ghost, then that may be Vasudev Sarvamiti.
Vasudev. I mean, maybe come to that level, Father. But Vasudev is not all. The full conception, full-fledged theism will be to give full engagement of our inner tendency. The corresponding phase of the positive corresponding phase according to the need within us, our heart, of all rasa, all forms of ecstatic enjoyment must be in him. The creation is not a very important function, but the engagement, the corresponding engagement with the natural thirst of every atom, who will supply, that he is the highest principle. Who can engage, who can adjust everything in him with all his demands? Rasokhila rasamita murti. All sorts of hankering, innate hankering, must be satisfied in the center. That center should be the perfect and higher. who will be able to give all sort of subtle demands within our nature, the corresponding relationship, in every way, all variegated way. Akhila rasamitamurti. All aspirations is accommodated there, harmonized there. That should be the prime cause. For itself, reality is for itself. Everything for him must have some utility in him. All accommodating center, all pervading, all comprehensive, all accommodating, all fulfilling. These should be the qualification of the ultimate center or absolute.
Guru Maharaj, Virat Prakash Maharaj has a question that according to Christianity vision, this God revealed in the Bible can be Brahma with a large bird, can be Brahma, the creator of this universe.
The Father God means not Holy Ghost, but Father. God the Father is giving Bible and not the Holy Ghost. Is it not?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, so he wants to know, could that be Brahma, the creator, Brahma, he's giving the Vedas.
What is the position of the Holy Ghost in Bible?
It's hard
that is to be understood. Holy yes. Ghost manna non and unknowable.
Yes.
The prime cause cannot be so. It must have some connection with us. The fulfillment of everything must be placed in him. He cannot be only negative cipher. All the inner engagement we must have with him, that will be the first center. We will harmonize anything and everything in him. And the highest demand of rasa, anandam, ecstasy, pleasure, satisfaction, happiness. The happiness is controlling the whole world. Every atom is searching after happiness. So all sorts of happiness must be in that center. That is the innermost demand of every existence. Rasa. So Rupa Goswami has given the definition of Krishna in a scientific way. Who is Krishna? Akhila rasamitamurti. All possible different conceptions of pleasure or happiness or anandam, whatever it is, who can harmonize them, give food to them? He is Krishna. Krishna is not a personal conception standing in a particular posture and with a flute. That has got some relation there. But the scientific position of Krishna is expressed in this way. The all sorts of, all, everything is in search of, all atom is searching for its satisfaction, for happiness. And who can supply, who can satisfy the hankerings of all souls? The corresponding field. He is Krishna. Krishna means that. Reality, the beautiful. Beautiful, anandam. That can give engagement to every existence. Beauty. Sundaram. Anandam. So Krishna means that. Who can give satisfaction, fulfillment to all searching jiva soul.